We are back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. My guest today, first off, ladies first, Jill Mason Kelly. Welcome.
Thank you.
Have you ever been on the radio before, Jill?
If I have, it's been a long time ago when I worked at the hospital.
Okay, well, this is almost like a hospital experience. You'll feel like you need to go to the hospital when I'm done with
all
you,
right,
okay?
Mary.
Thank you, Jill Mason Kelly, for coming by. And we also have Joe Bordewick is here. Joe, you've been a guest on the Mary Griffith Show before. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I have. Thank you. Well, Jill and I both attend Blessed Sacrament Parish. And, you know, I work at QU, but I spend more time, as much time working as I do volunteering. And so we're here to talk about one of those things today.
That is great. And QU just had their birthday yesterday, so happy birthday.
165.
165. Having a birthday today, but not 165. Is Corey Ketters. And Corey, we don't know how it happened. Trust me, your husband wanted us to say your birthday this morning during the regular birthday time, but somehow it didn't happen. So Corey Ketters, happy birthday and many, many more to you. We're going to talk today, and this could turn into a very adult conversation. There's not a lot of children that listen to WTAD this time of day, but we're going to talk about a trivia tournament. Now, everybody has a trivia tournament. Everybody raises money for charity. This is an interesting raising money for, because we're going to talk about a situation in Haiti. And if you've been watching the news in the past few years, you know that Haiti is war-torn. They are in a state of guerrilla warfare. There are still planes going in and out of Haiti, but even commercial jetliners are being shot up with machine guns. And so we're going to talk today with Jill Kelly and with Joe Bordewick about something that their church, Blessed Sacrament Church, is trying to help some of the people in Haiti. They've had a sister parish relationship with St. Antoine's in Haiti for years, and we're going to talk about the current situation in Haiti and why this trivia tournament is so desperately needed to raise money. Jill, first let's start with you. You visited Haiti, but it's been a long time ago, but you weren't down there on vacation. Nobody goes to Haiti for vacation. They go to the Dominican Republic for vacation next door, but you don't go to Haiti. It's really third world.
Right.
It's desperate. Talk about the conditions back then, as desperate as they were, and then we'll get into what's happening today. So what is Haiti like from a missionary point of view?
Well, I'm a nurse by background, and we did medical missions for years. Plus, there was a group that did, they got clean water for
they
the
built
people
toilets,
down there.
They drilled wells.
Right, and got clean water, which was so needed. But I was trying to think this morning, the last time I was there, I went twice, was over 15 years ago. And that was back before the earthquake that totally destroyed the country. And what I saw was bad back then. But what I saw was a country that the people were so happy. They didn't know any different. And some of us, not me personally, but some of us tried to Americanize the country. And you can't do that.
They don't want to
because they don't want that. But we set up medical clinics, and the people would come in, and they just wanted medicine. They wanted love. They want, you know, and we'd take packets that had toothbrushes and soap, and they wanted that. But we would fly into Port-au-Prince, and then we would go to Jacmel, which was a town, I guess, up in the mountains, and it'd take us probably 2 hours to get there, and then we would go to Lobino, where the church was, and we would set up our little clinic, and I mean, it was so heartwarming. I always said, you know, I don't know why we're doing this. Why are we raising money for Haiti? You know, we have people in the United States that need money.
But you go
there, and you know they have no means to do it. People in the United States, there's a lot of things that you can get if you seek it out, if you whatever.
There's a good safety net
right,
here.
But
thank
there's
goodness.
Nothing there. But, you know, just for us to go for that week, I mean, it changed me. And I said, everybody, if you had the chance to go, should go. But the second time I was there, they had a hurricane, and we had to stay a couple of days. That changed me, too. I couldn't go back. I mean, I was literally afraid because we had to stay a few extra days. And doing it was it changed me. And I went back in the days with Ralph and Barb Peters, who were the the grandfather and grandmother of our going. I mean, they are the people who started it and had so much passion for that. So, you know, they would always say, don't you want to go back, Jill? And I'm like, I just couldn't. And plus my mother at that time said, please don't go back. But, you know, again.
And now you can't go back.
And now you can't, no matter what.
It's not an option.
No, it's not. So all we can do now is we pray for them and we send them money because they so much need that.
Okay. Joe Borderwick, let's get you into this conversation. What is your involvement? Have you been to Haiti?
I have not. My involvement is just in general, a lot of what I do with our church. I just have felt this call to try to serve, you know, the poor and the suffering and the forgotten. And we do that as a parish in a lot of ways, and this is one of them. And our Haiti mission had sort of not necessarily gone away, but it had kind of lessened and you know, almost fallen to the side.
What are you going to do when you can't go?
Sure. And you know, when I realized through talking with people like Jill and others that the need was not only still there, but probably even more than it's ever been, I just wanted to get involved. And so, you know, becoming a part of that committee and getting to know the parish priest there and some of the other parishioners there who we do video chats with, and we can communicate through the WhatsApp app and those different things has just been really good. And again, as she mentioned, the need is so great, and to be able to help in so many different ways has really been great.
You know, I don't want this to get, you know, too graphic. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, but the stories I've been hearing from people who are in contact with folks down there is the girls are being raped. The boys are being carried off by guerrillas to be part of their army on both sides. You know, there's gang factions down there. So the children are in desperate danger. They have no protection. There is, if not starvation, extreme malnutrition and hunger. Medical care, almost non-existent. Shelters, like you said, first they went through a hurricane that devastated the physical component. Now they're going through a war that's devastating everything else, and some of them are fleeing from villages. And I mean, it's gross, but I was told by a member of our parish that the girls are being raped, and if they're not being raped, they're being coerced by bribery with food to keep their younger siblings alive, and they're voluntarily then becoming prostitutes for these guerrilla warfare people. I mean, it is so difficult to imagine, as someone who volunteers at the sister school now, Blessed Sacrament, and see those second graders and how happy they are playing on their playground and the nutritious snacks they get when they come back in and the lunch they're served. And to think these children are raising money to build a fence, and not just like a fence, but like a barbed wire containment fence around that school down there, which our parish also helped to build, because the children are not safe. They're not safe anywhere. Am I painting the picture? Is that...
That's exactly right. I mean, you talked about extreme hunger. Let's start there. You know, they regularly go 7 days without eating anything. Imagine. You know, imagine us going one day.
Well, and the day they get fed is the day they all walk, sometimes for hours, to get to church, which is where this center of medical help, food help, and school help is. But again, it's not like just walking down to the corner, you know, and strolling into the church. The help is there. And in some respects, even terrorists and guerrillas have some moral code. They kind of, you know, don't really want to attack, usually probably during regular church services and stuff, although I think that's starting to lessen. But that was always an enclave where you thought you could be safe. But that's not true anymore, is it, Joe Borderwick?
That's right, and that's one of the reasons why this wall, security wall project, has become such a big deal. And I tell you, it's really been neat not only to see the school kids at Blessed Sacrament care so much about that and raise money for that, but all the parishioners have. And our goal was to raise $30,000 to complete that. I shared with you some photos there of some of what that's starting to look like. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be announcing soon. We're really close to that goal. goal. And the great thing about that is once we meet that goal, we can start shifting focus to some of those other really, really important needs. You know, not only are we continuing to send money for food and the ability to continue to operate the clinic and things like that, but, you know, we've, as Jill mentioned, we had started as a parish projects to help them have clean water and latrine projects to help them figure out better sanitation and things like that. And those things need our continued focus and support as well. And so there's just a lot going on.
There is so much going on. And this has been a long-term, decades-long relationship between Saint Antoine in Lavanoe, Haiti. Mm-hmm. Hey, I almost got it right.
You got it right.
You know, and I think if you don't understand geography, and that's fine, we're always here. You know, Mekki Kosin's on here talking about, the Travel House of Quincy can get you to the Dominican Republic, and you could be on this wild, you know, luxury vacation. It's one island.
Yeah.
One island with the Dominican Republic, wealthy, democracy, you know, infrastructure, normal functioning country. Haiti's been a disaster for decades.
Yeah, it's hard to, it's because I've been to both. So yeah. it's like when
not
you
really
think.
Not really a vacation on the Haiti side.
It's really.
And so that's why they're having this this event. And if you can't come to the event, we're also going to give you some other ways that you can help, because I think there's a lot of people out there whose hearts are going to be, you know, say, is there something I can do? The great thing about this is because it's, Quincy is kind of controlling this, you're not just giving your money to somebody. You kind of have an understanding of where your money is going. You have a safe way to ferry it down there. You have a safe way to get it to the priest and to the Catholic nuns that are down there, that they will use it for food and medicine. And, of course, this fence is extra funding that's being built to kind of build this little compound where people can be safe. What do you think, because you probably watch and listen to it more than I do, it's kind of off my radar screen, like most people, once the news doesn't cover it every day, I kind of forget about it. Is there any hope down there that this is going to resolve itself anytime soon? Or is this something where these children are going to grow up in war and that's going to be their whole childhood?
Or if they're able to grow up, that's the thing.
Yeah,
you
Jill,
know.
You said it.
That's a great question. I'll tell you, some of the people from St. Antoine have told us that we and what we're doing here in Quincy, Illinois, are their hope. You know, we... working with them and doing whatever we can to help them, that's their hope.
Only reason they're alive, maybe because of us.
They've directly told us that. That's exactly right. And again, who are we talking about here? I gave you a couple of pictures there of some of the school kids, for example, and you can see in the background some portions of that wall that has been built thanks to the funds we've been sending. But it's just incredible to remember who it is that we're talking about. These are the kids that we're trying to protect. These are the kids that we're trying to help feed. These are the kids that we're trying to help with an education. And again, you think about it, they have over 200 kids at this school. And you think about that in relation to our school here at Blessed Sacrament. They have 400 to 500 people coming to Mass every Sunday. And again, think about that in relation to us here at Blessed Sacrament. That's really neat to put it in perspective.
And they walk. They don't
faithful.
In their vehicles and drive
they
like we do.
They walk and they stay pretty much the whole day because they've made that trek. And that is where all that aid, you mentioned people go for maybe a week without food. I mean, they know they're going because they're religiously faithful, but one of the benefits is they also will probably get a meal that day, and they'll get some minimal medical attention that day, and there'll be something that will happen to them. The children, if you showed pictures of this and you didn't know the circumstances behind it, I say, well, look at all these happy children. They're playing soccer, they're standing there and singing their little songs, they're raising the flag at their school. My goodness, these are just some wholesome kids. And you know what? They don't have an obesity problem down there.
Oh, yeah.
I look at these kids. Some of them are like stick figures. I mean, you can tell that they're not getting, you know, they're not going to have a Super Bowl party and have chicken wings and nachos. What they're getting is basically provided by the kindness.
I tell you, when I was there, going to a Mass, we know, like, I couldn't understand their language,
but I know
what they were doing in their Mass. And there was a children's choir, and it was like a group of angels singing. Mm-hmm. Again, at that point, though, where they weren't in such trouble, They're so happy, you know. I mean,
it's a great reminder.
And they just
that,
say, "Thank you for praying for us. We will pray for you." And you know, they will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes when I say I'll pray for you, I forget. You know, but they will do that.
It's a great reminder that joy doesn't come from your circumstances alone, mm-hmm. right?
And it's not, you can't buy happiness with physical, you mm-hmm. know, a car or a big 20 room mm-hmm. house, but obviously. They do need to eat, and they need to have minimal care, and they need to be safe. And so that is why Blessed Sacrament Church has taken up this banner. There are several ways to give. One of the fun ways to give is to come to the Blessed Sacrament Trivia Night, which is Friday, February 28th. The doors open at 5:45, and the trivia begins at 6:30 sharp. And Jill and Ron are serious about that. They're starting it at 6:30 sharp.
Oh, that's Joe.
Well, you know, I have a little experience with the trivia game, you know, many, many years of being involved with the Birthright trivia,
right.
obviously. So, yeah, you know, we know what people like to show up. They like to bring all their snacks and then all their drinks and stuff. But then when it's time to get going, people want to get going.
People
so,
want to get going. It's $160
right.
for a team fee, and that can include your mulligans. And, of course, child care is available. So if you want to make it a night out, young couples that say, wow, do we need a night out away from the kids? But they're going to be right there on site, and, you know, they're going to be well-supervised. There's child care right there. You can bring your own food and drinks. So you don't have a whole lot of other extra cost. And, obviously, the $160 team fee, which is teams of up to eight, goes directly to this mission. So to sign up, just call the parish office, or there's a QR code I noticed. That
yeah, that's right.
Can
they can call the parish office if they happen to be at Blessed Sacrament. They can pick up a form in the gathering space area and the entrances and exits. They can call the parish office, like you said, or scan that QR code and sign up online.
Is it on the parish website?
I don't think it's on the parish okay. website, but it is on the parish Facebook page.
Oh, the Facebook page. Okay.
Yep.
So you can also join by going to Blessed Sacrament Quincy, Illinois Facebook page. So that's really important. Again, you know, the trivia night will be a blast. Joe Borderwick knows how to put on a good trivia night. But again, if you're interested in helping with this cause, you can't go there to help. There's nothing we can do, really, physically from here for them. We cannot give them the physical comfort like you've given, Jill, of hugs and smiles. We can't do that anymore for these people, but we can be their hope, be their lifeline, be the next meal that they can enjoy, be safety with this wall, be some place where it's so tragic because you're literally trying to save lives, yet you can't save them all. You're just trying to do what you can at St. Antoine's Parish in Lavano, Haiti. It's a small little village. It's, you know, it's a very select group of people. But if we can get them to survive this war and survive this hardship, and they can't grow up to be adults, maybe they can be the force that turns Haiti around in the future. Is that a hope?
That's amazing. Yeah, you know, you can't, no one can change the whole world, but you can change the whole world for somebody,
yeah.
right? And that's what we're trying to do. And again, as you mentioned with this event, what a great opportunity, you know, for basically $20 a person, you can go and not only have a great time for a few hours, but you can do just that. And that's incredible. And, you know, not everybody can come to play trivia. Not everybody's free on the 28th. Not everybody's interested in trivia. You know, you can be a sponsor of the event as well. And so whether you're an individual or a business, we had some sponsors last year at our first event. Well, certainly we'll have some sponsors, and we'll take new sponsors this year as well. A great way for you to say, hey, I'm with you. I want to help too, even if I can't be there. So
and you
certainly,
can make a donation. I mean, if you just say,
absolutely.
I don't care to be a sponsor. I don't even want recognition, but I'd like to write you a check. You can either stop by the parish office, which is at basically at 7th and Adams, the church there, or you can call them at 217-222-2759, and they'll take a credit card or they'll do whatever needs to happen for you to do this, and you can, you know, designate it to go to Haiti. This money does go directly to Haiti. It's not used for any purposes here in Quincy. And all the missionaries who used to go paid their own way, too. I mean, you know, it was really, I always wanted to go on the trip, and I said, someday I'm going to go. And now my hope is that someday I can go, not so much because of the help I can do, but if I could go again, it means things are safe enough to go again. And I don't mean to be dismal, but that's not going to be happening anytime soon.
I think
we've
you're right.
We've got to send some money to these people. We cannot forget them. You know, just because we can't physically build shelters for them anymore, latrines for them anymore, running water wells for them anymore, just because we can't do that, they've got some of that because we've done it in the past. If we can keep the guerrillas and the terrorists from taking it over, we can keep the children from being raped and killed, you know, I mean, that's a pretty tense discussion on the Mary Griffith Show. Usually we're like, well, let's have a thing for charity. This is really saving a life. This is not, you know, finding a puppy a home. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but this is some serious stuff. And, you know, Jill, I can see the concern on your face.
Yeah.
You've been down there and you've seen how desperate it is.
It is.
And that was when you could go.
Right, right.
Yeah. Because people, young lady who went when she was a child, not a real little child, but she went with her mother, she said, I couldn't believe it. They were so nice and they wanted to give me things. Mm-hmm. They made little dollies out of scraps of material and stuff, or they took twigs and put arms and legs on a little scrap of material and made a dolly and gave it to me and stuff. Such caring. They're just, children are just, they're wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's happening to them. So call the office if you can give a donation, 217-222-2759. If you want to have some fun that night, Friday night, February 28th, child care is available. And so you can bring your own food. You can bring your own drinks. It's general trivia. Teams of up to 8 for $160. Call that same number or go to the Facebook page. So Blessed Sacrament Church, Quincy, Illinois Facebook page or 217-222-2759. Well, let's end on somewhat of a high note. My gosh, I'm about ready to cry. You know? I mean, but it does. It touches you.
It does.
Because I'm a member of this church, too. So we see the slideshow every year, you know. Here's what's happening here, and we hear the priest give us, you know, what you're doing is literally saving lives. What's the most positive thing you can think can come out of this lifeline? Jill, this is a lifeline these
right.
people have.
Well, I just think this wall, I think we've been able to, I think because we've earmarked this money for certain things and we know it's going for that, having this wall built is really a plus for us. We get to talk to the priest. We now it's not FaceTime, but we do get to talk to him. We have a Haitian young man who lives here now, and he helps to interpret. So it's really good for us. So that's a positive.
Yeah, you know, from the physical side, you know, just to know that people are alive today because we're helping feed them is really, really great. And then from the spiritual side of it, you know, this past Easter, at their Easter vigil, which was almost 5 hours long, by the way, they baptized dozens with an S of new people into the church. And again, you know, sometimes you think about, you know, where is God in all this, right? But the Gospels tell us that he's in the poor. You can see him in the face of the poor, and he's there. And we have to remember that as much as we hunger for all these things here on earth, there's God put this hunger in us for something beyond that, too. And so we can't forget about that part, too.
That's right. God is in heaven. Jesus is in heaven. The Holy Spirit is hovering but not visible to us. And so the only hands and feet that Jesus has are our hands and feet right here on earth. So if you can help out, please do. If you want to go to the trivia tournament, go to the Facebook page or call the office. And like I said, if you can't go that night or don't have any interest in trivia but have an interest in these children, please give whatever you can. The money will be wisely used. It will be shepherded and it will be down there and it will be very helpful. 222-2759. Thank you so very much, Jill Kelly and Joe Borderwick. This is the saddest I've been when I'm around you guys. You're usually real upbeat. And by the way, you both have on your QU stuff representing today.
Well, I have a grandson that goes to school there, so yeah, I
You're not
represent.
Being old enough to have a grandson.
I know that, but I do.
Well, he's a child genius.
Okay.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk with members of the Rotary Club, another group that's doing great. Now, they're sitting out there going, how are we going to top that? How are we going to, we're not, I mean, they're saving lives in many ways. But,
well, thank you, for having us.
Thank you so much.
It's really, you know, like I said, this is a way to get the message out. This is a way to reach the hearts of people who may not be aware this is going on. It is going on. These people have seen it. These people know it. This church family lives it, and they need to keep these children safe because just the pregnancies among the teenage girls because of the rapes and the prostitution is out of control, and it's only going to get worse if we don't do something.
Right.
We'll head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative, and we'll be right back. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. I've just been given information that is vital to the public, and we'll deliver it here in just a moment. But I'm glad they're here. They're coming after a very, very serious conversation about death and destruction in Haiti, but they're helping in our Quincy community and doing a great job of it. They're members of the Quincy Rotary Club. Of course, every member of the Quincy Rotary Club has a job outside of a Rotary volunteer job. So let's say hello to Holly Kane.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about your profession, Holly, and why you're involved in Rotary.
I'm involved in Rotary. I was just invited. And so my grandfather died of polio before my mother was even 10. And that's kind of why I said yes to another service club
because
and another board.
Because their mission is to eradicate polio.
Yes, and they're almost there. So that's really what got me in it. You know, I kind of grew up with Rotary. My parents' friends were in Rotary. I remember them having exchange students from Venezuela and around the world. And so I thought, what a great worldwide organization to be a part of. And I've been, I think, involved since 08, so...
Wow.
I don't think it's going away. It's in my blood
it's
now.
In your blood to be a Rotarian, and you are the director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau here in Quincy, and so you get to extol the great things about Quincy, and really one of the greatest things about Quincy is its people.
It is. It's in service. You know, again, our mission is service above self, and I see that in so many projects. You know, I brought a list of some of the things we've done in Quincy, and it goes from trails to, you know, Star Labs to shelters to Blessings in a Backpack. It's just, it's pretty much, it's all over this community, Rotary is, and I love it.
Your imprint, that wheel. We see that wheel everywhere. Mm-hmm. Rich Marcola is here. Rich, you were listening carefully to the stock market results there. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do for a profession and why you are in Rotary.
Well, hey, Mary, I haven't seen you since the Voice for Women.
Yes.
You were a judge, and you awarded us first place, so thank you so much.
Thank
That's
you for the
bride.
And Dave.
To my husband, yes.
Was
yeah,
part
you
of
the great
the,
dancers.
Yeah.
Thank you for the
Backstreet
bride.
Boys.
It was very, very, mm-hmm. I used it wisely.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you were great. And again, you're always contributing to the community, no matter what the service club is. And we'll talk a little bit more about another service club or another agency, too. So, but you you understand money and how important it is to raise money for funds, because you kind of raise money for people's, so they have money to give away, don't you? Tell us about what you do for
yeah,
a profession.
Absolutely, yes. I run the Merrill Lynch office in Quincy, Illinois. I'm the resident director. Been in that business since the Dow Industrial Average was 2,950, and I think we're at 44,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, but my Rotary roots also go back that far. When I first got into the investment business, some wise gentleman told me to join Rotary Club because that's where business folks go to meet and help people. And so I started Rotary in 1991 in a small town called Macon, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
So, yeah.
We're familiar. They're listening. If they'd have known, they would have tuned in. They can catch us on the podcast. Well, you've been around a long time in the deal. The first mutual fund that I invested in, the stock market wasn't even at 2000 yet. So, I'm really old.
You're doing pretty well then, aren't you?
Well, sure, yeah. That Enron investment has paid off in space. Enron and Kmart stock.
Yeah.
If you can get rid of some of that for me, Rich, I'd love it.
Blue
sure.
light special.
That is a blue light special.
But, you know, you come out of professions. You're professional people. These are business people in the community. And they're busy. They've got families. They've got their work. They're climbing the career ladder. They're helping their clients be successful. You're making things happen. But you find time to volunteer, and you choose Rotary as your way to volunteer. You mentioned the eradication of polio. You mentioned, you know, a lot of things that Rotary does. You see all kinds of things around town have that little wheel on it, and that's the Rotary wheel. Are there some upcoming projects you want to talk about right now? I know there's a big one coming up for the United Way. We can get to that, or we can talk about some other things first.
Well, actually, if you just look across the street, there's a big project going on there, and
mm-hmm.
I believe Rotary, our local Rotary, has committed $50,000
wow.
towards the project. They're trying to make sure that everyone has access to that museum, and there's been some major issues there. And
mm-hmm.
so I believe we sent the first $25,000 check with another $25,000 on the way. So things like that maybe people don't notice.
Mm-hmm.
The museum needs accessibility for everyone. big project. We, of course, have our one of our fearless leaders, Jack Freiberg, who is on that board as well. So he
Jack's on everything.
Jack's on everything. And
probably helps getting that check.
Yeah, and so he definitely put his thumb down on us, and that's how we got the funds to do it. But you know, the other thing I do want to mention, and he'll be embarrassed by this, I think Jack just recently received one of the highest honors in Rotary. Mm-hmm. There's only, I think it's only happened three times in Quincy, Jack being the last one, and then Charlotte and George Spear. And that's where you give so much to the actual Rotary Foundation. So congrats, Jack, if you're out there listening here in Quincy, Illinois.
Well, Jack is a permanent guest on the Mary Griffith Show the third Friday of every month. In fact, we don't even call it the Mary Griffith Show anymore. We just call it the Jack Freiberg Show with Mary Griffith.
You
just trying to herd cats. And it's the most popular. He's done more for my ratings than I could ever say. So he helps Rotary. He helps me. He helps everybody. We love Jack Freiberg. So Rotary, you see a need, and your members see a need, and they're involved in all these other things. And so they say, you know, they need this handicap accessible expansion at the History Museum, because the great thing about history is there's always more of it being made every day. So if you've got X square feet, in 100 years, you're going to need X times 2 because, you know, history keeps happening. And so they're making this beautiful. They just put the fencing up today. They're going to start construction at the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County here at 4th and Main. And Rotary's going to be a big, big part of that. So $50,000. Wow, how do you guys raise that kind of money?
Oktoberfest is our largest fundraiser still, and I've seen you there. I do the lead
dancing
with the polka band.
I have been
seeing
their dancing. Yes, I like to dance to that kind of music, and I enjoy watching the beer brought run or whatever
that's
is. That's hysterical.
The
and the food is really great, and Freiberg's got his apron on, and he's making half of it. And there again, you know, that's an event to raise funds for the Rotary Club, but it's also an event to celebrate our German heritage, to celebrate people coming together. That's a fun festival. You guys have made that really great, and that's kind of become a signature thing for Rotary.
It has, and a signature Quincy event. You know, we market it with my other hat on my real job quite often, because it's an annual great, you know,
and if you're gonna
celebration
visit
of our heritage.
Town that time, why not?
Yes.
That's why I was irritated, because I got the wrong dates for German Fest, so my family reunion were the Germans.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. We're having it on a different day, but that's okay. There'll be plenty to do, I'm sure.
There always is.
As your office will help me. Well, let's talk about something that we have not, the United Way didn't announce it on my show, but I think you guys can do it. They're looking like, should we do it? There's a new rip-off game show. Tonight I'm going to Dancing with the Local Stars to keep us out of any kind of litigation. And then we're going to do all kinds of things, you know, all these things. But there is a new rip-off of something that's fabulous and fun, and it's to benefit the Adams County United Way. And Rich Marcola, I understand you are the MC of this, so tell us about this event, please.
Yeah, so it's an idea that they came up with. It's going to be at the Washington Theater, which is awesome.
We love that space. Mm-hmm. It can be so much more.
It can be so much more.
And it'll be, I believe, Saturday, April 12th, and I believe it starts at 7 p.m., and we have local individuals as feuders, so it's not families. We're picking individuals.
Oh, no, it couldn't be family feud. That's a trademark. And that would get you in all kinds of legal trouble.
Right.
It's not Family Feud at all. It's United We Feud.
It's United We Feud.
Completely different. And why not? Who in their right mind would sue the United Way for infringement? You know,
right.
I often laugh about, you know, I mean, if I was doing something for my own profit, yeah, I can see that. But we get away with a lot of this in Quincy because everybody knows it. The money raised for this goes to such a good cause.
Right.
So
back
is
to the
Rotary
community.
Big involved in United We Feud, or are you just like you are in everything? You're not a co-sponsor.
We're not a co-sponsor, but just like everything else, we try to support all the organizations as much as we can, just like across the street, as we mentioned, the museum. You know, I'm just curious, should I play it like Steve Harvey or Richard Dawson? What do you think, Mary?
Do you feel like kissing a lot of ladies?
Well, my wife would not like that, probably.
I was
going to
say, I watched the old Family Feud on the Game Show Network, and wow. He was handsy with some of these broads,
I want to see the suit.
If I'm chosen as a feuder, Rich, you can kiss me.
All right.
But everybody else, you better be Steve Harvey. You're gonna get a are you gonna get a big fake mustache?
I don't know. One of those zoot suits, right? Those
yes.
kind of crazy ones.
You need to just be you, Rich Marcola.
Okay.
Make it your
so.
Own.
I
make
think
it your own.
Okay.
Absolutely. And so mark your calendars for April 12th. More details to follow. The United Way is one of those agencies that has been struggling in recent years. It's no secret. They've made it no secret that they are having trouble with their fundraising. The needs are ever growing, and donor base is fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we find that as two very important people in the city of Quincy, in our community, in Adams County, this tri-state area, you're both leaders beyond our city borders, and a lot of people look up to you. We need to revitalize and rejuvenate Quincy. We are. I mean, today I had a story that Target is doubling the property tax at that corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well,
mm-hmm.
obviously that is no, that's not a
Kmart big, again. There
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, that's not a big surprise,
no,
I guess,
no.
to anybody. But
great,
Rich, why is it so critical and so important that Rotarians and other people support these not-for-profits?
I think it's important because the community, as you mentioned, the community needs it. Yeah. You know, I go to the Croc Center every night. That's where I work out. And when I see individuals who go down there in the cold, it's pretty obvious every community needs everyone to be involved and support people who maybe can't help themselves. So
mm-hmm.
Quincy is no different than Chicago or St. Louis, just smaller. But I also think the heart of Quincy's a little bigger than those cities.
Well, it's easier to know your neighbors, and it's easy to see the need. And so I applaud you. So Rotary, how can we join Rotary if we want to be all part of this? I mean,
we've got a website. I'm actually the membership chair. So reach out to me. You can find my phone number anywhere at the villa. Stop and see me. Just ask. You know, it's really, you know, there was a time where Rotary was just men. It's just the men's club. And now we've opened up to so much more. We've got all ages, demographics, and we're welcoming to all. And, you know, it's really people that I would have never worked with in my career.
Right.
So
well, the great
I
thing
love
about
that,
you talk about the, you know, the kind of the equity aspect of that. Rotary is a professional group for people who are honing their professional skills.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be predominantly men. Now Rotary's open for everyone who wants to hone their professional skills, which is women. I was at the American mm-hmm. Business Women's Association last night. Groups like that were started because men's service clubs wouldn't let us in, you know, and
mm-hmm,
so we've
mm-hmm.
come a long way.
Definitely.
But, you know, there's still a need for, if you want to give service to our community, consider Rotary.
Oh, definitely.
When do you meet?
We meet every Tuesday at lunch at Tony's. Or the Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to eat lunch, and why not join, you know, 60, 80 other people that you might not see.
You might grow your business and
exactly.
network.
Exactly.
Thank you
yes.
so much, Holly Kane, Rich Marcola, the MC of United We Feud. We're looking forward to that event. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.
Thanks.